From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Soon-to-be state senator from Lee County, David Gallegos, and the attorneys handling the class action lawsuit to allow New Mexico public school students back into the classroom, which was dismissed by a federal judge a few weeks ago. They, though, will go forward with an attempt for the case to be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court. And because the case has already been heard by a federal judge, the group does not have to go to the appellate process to get to the Supreme Court.
Well, actually, we think that there's precedence because some of the other states that have gone this far have been opened up. So I think that once we get past the local area into the federal system, then they're going to look more at the national trends, and they've already proven, you know, successful in other states.
The group will have to raise $7,500 to file the case. Motorists in Lee and Eddy counties have concerns as to the status of construction on Red and Campbell roads, which are currently closed. Jason Burns, the road supervisor for Eddy County, explains further.
Partnered with Lee County, this road's about half in Eddy County and half in Lee County. What we're doing is we're coming and milling the edges and placing new material and then overlaying the entire road. We're going to end up widening it and resurfacing the entire thing and really making this a better corridor going down from 62-180 down to 128.
Weather permitting, the project is expected to be finished by May. Until then,
we're going to try to keep traffic through here, encouraging folks to find alternate routes while we're in construction.
Healthcare workers in Chavez County are moving to the next level concerning coronavirus vaccinations. Roswell Mayor Dennis Kentai, who's been working closely with the state health department, elaborates.
The first ones to get the first dose will be getting their second dose this week. We're anticipating moving out of the healthcare groupings into other areas.
On Monday, the New Mexico Department of Health reported 40 new cases of the coronavirus in Chavez County. However, no new deaths were reported from the county. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.